But the fact that above Mishnah Zion, Kamar Sheyesh Bas Asayim B'Shacha Enoshech. Somebody who is standing grain in his field and is harvesting the grain and he skipped over and forgot to harvest 2 sa' worth of grain. It would not be Shekha. As even though the laws of Shekha apply not only to sheaves of grain, but even to standing grain. Somebody who forgets to harvest some of his standing grain, it would be considered Shekha. And he would have to leave it for the Aniyah. But in a case where the amount that you forgot is 2 sa' worth, the Dinah Meshekha would not apply. And just like we had previously, that somebody who forgets a sheaf that consists of 2 sa', it would not be Shekha. So too, we learn out that somebody who forgets to harvest 2 sa' of standing grain, it would not be Shekha. He can go back and harvest those 2 sa'. He does not have to leave them for the Aniyah. Ein bas asayim, abehiruya lasos asayim. Somebody who's growing barley, and he forgot to harvest some of the barley. And the barley that he forgot does not consist of sasayim. But in a normal year, it would be sasayim, as it didn't grow well that year. Therefore, it was not sasayim. But normally, it would have been sasayim. Afilu hi shel teifach, roen osa, ki ilu hi anava shel sar. Even if the barley grew very poorly, that it looks like teifach. Teifach is a very thin type of bean. We look at the barley as if it's anava shel sar, meaning to say as if it's full-blown barley, barley that grew very well. And if it had grown very well, the math that you forgot would have been sasayim. In such a case, the dinah meshekha would not apply. Or that is a halacha, that when you forget barley, that in a normal year would have been sasayim, the dinah meshekha did not apply, even though the barley grew very poorly that year, and the amount that you forgot was actually less than sasayim. Since normally it would have been sasayim, it would not be shekha. You can go back and harvest the barley that you forgot to harvest. Now, lachit, if you forget to collect the sheaf of the field, or you forget to harvest some of your grain, that would be shekha. And you're not allowed to go back and retrieve it, or go back and harvest it. But if you forgot the sheaf or the standing grain next to kama, next to some standing grain that you did not forget, then the halachas of shekha would not apply. This is learned down from a pasuk, that if the sheaf that you forgot is next to some standing grain that you did not forget, you would be allowed to go back and retrieve that sheaf that you forgot. And so too, if you skipped over and forgot to harvest some of your grain, but the grain that you forgot to harvest is right next to some grain that you did not forget, that the grain that you did forget is very close to the grain that you did not forget, that if you would bend over some of that grain, it would reach to the grain that you did not forget, in such a case, the laws of Shekha would not apply. But a sheep that was not forgotten, would not save a forgotten sheep or some forgotten grain. Meaning to say, if you forgot a sheep in the field, and that forgotten sheep is right next to a sheep that you did not forget, the laws of Shekha would apply. And so too, if you have some grain that you forgot to harvest, and that grain that you forgot is right next to a sheaf that you did not forget, the laws of Shekha would apply, as only kama, standing grain that was not forgotten, would save a forgotten oimer or forgotten kama. But oimer that was not forgotten would not save forgotten oimer or forgotten kama. Ezu hi kama, shehi matzeles esa oimer. Ko sheina shekha afilu klachecha. That which we said, that if there's some standing grain that you did not forget, that would save a forgotten sheep or a forgotten kama. How much kama that you did not forget would protect the oimer or the kama that you did forget? So the Mishnah answer is, anytime you have standing grain that you did not forget, even if there's only 1 stalk of standing grain that you did not forget, that's enough to save the forgotten sheep or the forgotten kama. If that 1 stalk of grain that you did not forget is right next to the forgotten oimer or the forgotten kama, the halacha, the shekha, would not apply. You're allowed to go back to retrieve it or to harvest it.